I woke up to the sight of startling beauty. Outside the doors, a misted blue sea stretched to the horizon, cradled by bluffs of ochre, violet, moss green. Pelicans skimmed the waterline. A hummingbird fizzed ruby and emerald at the glass, then flashed into thin air. Nothing ghostly, no goblins. I checked the time. 10:58 a.m. I propelled myself out of bed and into the scalding, freezing shower. Washed with a slice of pickled-looking green soap perched on the rim. Threw on the first clothes I pulled out. Canary yellow cotton shirt, white capris. In the kitchenette, I found a bag of freshly ground Jamaican beans. OJ, homemade cranberry muffins. Otis had remembered I preferred honey to sugar. I brewed coffee in a dinged-up Krups and took a steaming cup and a muffin out to the crumbling brick terrace. I ate sitting on the steps that led down into the property. In the distance, an electric saw buzzed, and two men yelled back and forth in a splashing kind of language, a little like Spanish being spoken underwater. Dogs barked occasionally from below. A feeling of remarkable well-being crept over me. My text tone sounded. Are you murdered yet? I grinned. Wade O'Connor. He was teaching at UCLA while still hunting for a new writing gig. I texted back. Not yet. Mr. R. not even here. They put you in a spooky attic? Nope. Rustic cottage with staggering view. I'm in paradise. Yeah? Don't eat no poison apples. Gruesome way to die. Mwahahaha. I'll try my best not to. The dogs below suddenly began barking frenetically. I stood up and went to the edge of the terrace, but even on tiptoe, I couldn't see down to the beach. I gazed out over the water. There were several large outcroppings toward the horizon, one of them particularly imposing, very jagged, black and glistening. It looked to me like the ruined spire of a Gothic cathedral sunk beneath the water. My eyes traveled to a lower promontory north of where I stood. I spotted something else that looked medieval. The top of a small tower, round with a crenellated top, poking above the trees. So what could that be, I wondered. My text pinged again. Otis this time. You revived? Yeah. Be right up. I dumped my dishes in the mini sink inside. Then I headed up the mossy little steps to the main compound. Otis was in the motor court unloading bags of produce from the back of his ancient Prius. Hey, he greeted me. Sleep okay? Too well. I just got up. You're right, O. It's spectacular here. Told you. What's going on with all the dogs? A dead tiger shark washed up on the cove. I've got to get it towed away before it rots and the smell gets up here. His arms full, he started to the house. Hey, could you do me a big favor? Pick up Sophia later? She goes to a tennis clinic in the mornings, and it gets out at 2 o'clock.